It sounded right. You surely won't die. God knows you'll be more like him if you eat from this tree, and that's a good thing. What happens next is both fascinating and heartbreaking because it defines the way women embrace life to this day. After she ate the fruit, she took it upon herself to convince her husband that he needed to follow her, that she knew what was best for him. The Bible doesn't give a time frame for how long it took Eve to get Adam to eat from the same tree, but I have a hunch it may not have been immediate. I think she wore him down, nagging him relentlessly, and then possibly coyly crying out, "Don't you love me? Don't you want to do what I've done and stay close to me?" I'm smiling as I write this because I can think of countless times I've figured out how to get my way with Bobby and still make him think he's the man. Because I'm a strong-willed, independent, Mustang type of woman, reining me in has always been a bit of a challenge. I'm usually most pliable after I've run myself into a 2x4 trying to create the world according to me, and then maybe I'll allow the protective arms of my husband to wrap around me like a quilt. Prior to the devastation of woman, the word control had never been uttered. Now, it is screaming from the treetops. Adam did the most dangerous thing imaginable. In the midst of the crying and convincing, he kept silent. He didn't protect or fight for her. He just went limp, and all hell quietly broke loose. Their initial experience of living and loving in a spirit-hunger relationship with God was shattered. Cowards and controllers. Adam wasn't born a baby. His needs were covered in terms of sleep, food, warmth, and fellowship with his father. But God longed to nurture Adam in a more intimate way by giving him Eve. Unfortunately, Adam chose silence and Eve chose control. The more a man is silent, the more a woman pushes for control. It's a vicious cycle that can beat itself raw. I've spent many years believing I wasn't the controlling type, only to discover that, to some degree, we all are. My friend Cindy said it perfectly. Women are either controlling or being controlled. Control is a thorn that continues to pierce our hearts, and it's the wise woman who tackles the issue with the force of a linebacker.